ओम शांति शांति शांति। सो हियर द कीलक स्तोत्रम वी जस्ट स्टार्टेड लास्ट क्लास। अथ कीलकम्। ओम अस्य श्री कीलक मंत्र श्री अनुष्टुप छंदः शिवः ऋषिः। Visarga, the vowel R gets dropped like A, E. Visarga gets dropped. So, Shivaha Rishihi. In Sandhi rule, Visarga has dropped, so Shiva Rishihi. Anushtup Chandaha Shri Mahasaraswati Devata Shri Jagadamba Prityartham Jape Vinyogaha. So here, see, in Kavacham, we invoke the grace of Devi as Kali. Then for in Argala, we invoke the Devi grace as Lakshmi. And in Kilaka Stotra, invoking Devi as Saraswati, Mahasaraswati, Devata. Shri Mahasaraswati, she must remember for which Stotram, who is the Devata invoked. For Kilaka Stotram, Devata invoked is Shri Mahasaraswati. The mainly the meter is in Anushtup meter and Rishihi is Shivaha. And what is the purpose? For satisfying, pleasing the mother of the universe, Shri Jagadamba Prim. And this Stotram is presented in Jape Vinayog, in recitation. Om Namas Chandikayai. Again, every time we begin, we say this Om Namas Chandikayai. Chandika is Akaranta Stilinga Shabdaha. So Chandika is name of one of the names of Devi, and which actually means the one who helps you resolve your thoughts. In fact, having all the thoughts resolved for good, not forcefully, but through knowledge. In the wake of the urge of the truth, natural thoughts will resolve means what? Unwanted thoughts will resolve. Wrong notions will resolve. Once wrong notions are resolved, the fear is resolved, anger is resolved, the likes and dislikes are resolved, then what will be there? There will be only peace. Disturbance, restlessness, agitation is possible only when there are these thoughts. Emotions rising in the form of thoughts. What are they? Naturally, as long as jnanam devi ahankaraha. When you say ahankara means I sense, naturally I sense will be there. It means I sense there's a wrong notion about the self will be there. Wrong perception will be there. And as a result of which the other emotions, there will be sense of inadequacy centered on I, the fundamental issues will be there. And as long as fundamental centered on I is there, I are there, so long will there be these enemies. Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, matsarya. They'll all be there. And as long as these emotions are there, there'll be agitation and restlessness. So all these thoughts will resolve for good when? In jnanam, in the wake of the jnanam. So Devi's grace, because of whose grace and the manifest total manifestation of which power result in the vision of the truth itself will be vision of the truth, and thereby all the thoughts will be resolved for good means she who tears apart thought means what? She who has the power of which itself is manifest as the knowledge of the truth, thereby, in the wake of which all unwanted thoughts will resolve. But Devi is called Chandika. In fact, having Ahankara resolved is the most frightening thing. You know that? Losing one's identity will be very, very, very frightening. You know that? As long as you have identity with the body, mind, and complex, you are emotionally leaning on something. In fact, shifting one's identity from anatma to atma is actually losing one's identity with the gross form is not an easy thing to accept. Therefore, that's why, and such a frightening thing is possible only because of Devi's grace, which is called Chandika. Okay, Chandika is very interesting. How they present Devi as very frightening. Okay, Chandika. Okay, Om Namah Chandika. Yay. The next, let's see the first one. Markandeya Uvacha. Markandeya Uvacha. So Markandeya Uvacha. So Markandeya Vadati. Markandeya Avadat. Markandeya Uktavan. And Markandeya Uvacha. Past perfect tense. It's very well. Many times we come across in Bhagavad Gita. Markandeya Uvacha. Visarga becomes dropped option before Ukara, Ikara, Rikara. Markandeya Uvacha. Then, Rishi, Markandeya is the name of the Rishi, don't forget. And it is a conversation here. Not even the conversation. The Rishi himself tells that he presented in the form of the Rishi talking. Om Vishuddha Jnana Dehaya. So beautiful line is this line. Vishuddha Jnana Dehaya. Trivedi Divya Chakshushe. Trivedi Divya Chakshushe. Shreya Prapti Nimittaya. Shreya Prapti Nimittaya. Namasomardhadharine. Namasomardhadharine. Om Vishuddha Jnana Dehaya. Trivedi Divya Chakshushe. Shreya Prapti Nimittaya. Namasomardhadharine. Om Vishuddha Jnana Dehaya. Trivedi Divya Chakshushe. Shreya Prapti Nimittaya. Namasomardhadharine. So here, Namaha. When you come across Namaha, always see that first Namaha, salutations, prostrations, obeisance. Then the word Namaha should go with the fourth case. To whom? Salutations are offered to whom? Therefore, all the words and fourth case. The three words, of course, Bhagavate understood. Here, Somardhadharini. Namaha, Somardhadharini. Soma Ardhadharini. Somaha means moon. Somaha means moon. Ardha means half of Soma is Somasya Ardha, Soma Ardha. Crescent moon. Half moon means crescent moon. Dhari is a nakarant shabdha. Dharin shabdha. Somardham yaha dharati. Yaha somasya ardham dharati. Saha somardha dhari. சோமஸ்ய அர்த்தஹா சோமார்த்தஹா சோமார்த்தம் யஹ தரதி சோமார்த்தம் யஹ தரதி சஹ சோமார்த்தாரி தரதி புட்ஸ் ஆன் வேர்ஸ் வஸ்திரம் தரதி புட்ஸ் ஆன் க்ளோத்ஸ் Dharati possesses, Dharati owns, Dharati wears. Yaha somardham dharati, saha somardhadharin. Nominative somardhadhari. Dharati somardhadharini. Somardha Dharine Namaha. Salutations unto Bhagavan who wears crescent moon. Who wears crescent moon. Within brackets, ashes crest jewel. Salutations unto Bhagavan who wears crescent moon. This is Guna Rupma of Ishvara. We are seeing Bhagavan in a given form. The formless Bhagavan is given a form. And we see as though Bhagavan is wearing the half of the moon as his crest jewel. So Somardha Dhari, Chandra Shekhara. Bhagavan is called Chandra Shekhara. Lord Shiva is called Chandra Shekhara. Soma Shekhara. So here, Somardhadarin, Somardhadarine Namaha, Somardhadarine Namaha. Salutations unto Bhagavan who wears crescent moon. Somardhadarine Namaha. But this Somardhadari Bhagavan, who is he essentially? Somardhadhari is a symbol of the whole cosmos. Bhagavan who we invoke as the one who the crescent moon, half moon, is actually a symbol of the whole. Symbol of the whole means who alone is in the home of the whole cosmos. It means the one who is source of the whole cosmos, one sustains the whole cosmos, one in whom the whole cosmos resolves. The creator, sustainer, and the resolver of the whole cosmos is this Bhagavan, and who is invoked here as Somardhadhari, which means what is Bhagavan essentially, what is his Nirguna Swarupam, that is said in the very first word, Vishuddha Jnana Dehaya Vishuddha Jnanaha. Bhagavan's name is what? Somardhadhari, one name. Vishuddha Jnana Dehaha. In Taittiriya Upanishad, when Adi Shankara Bhagavan writes his commentary, and he begins his commentary invoking the grace of Bhagavan as the, like this. Vishuddha Jnana Dehaha. Vishuddham Jnanam Dehaha Yasya. Vishuddham Jnanam Dehaha Yasya. Saha Vishuddha Jnana Dehaha. The one whose body, Dehaha literally means body. Body implies form. Therefore, the one whose form is nothing but pure knowledge. Not simply Shuddha Jnana means what? Pure knowledge. Vishuddha Jnana means pure consciousness. Pure knowledge is the form. One piece of the form of pure consciousness, pure awareness, or pure knowledge is said to be Vishuddha Jnana Deha. See, our body becomes our form. And what is Bhagavan's body? Bhagavan's body is Bhagavan's form. What is Bhagavan's form actually? We only invoke him as the form we invoke for the sake of invoking his grace, we realize. As a Chandrardhadari, Somardhadari. But actually Bhagavan is essentially of the form of pure knowledge. So Vishuddham Jnanam Eva Dehaha. Vishuddham Jnanam Dehaha Yasya. Yasya Dehaha Vishuddham Jnanam Saha Vishuddha Jnana Dehaha. I'm preparing you for teaching compounds later on. Okay? It's all preparation. You can't go and learn the grammar directly. Learn the language first, then you can. The one whose form is pure consciousness or knowledge or pure awareness is said to be of the body of pure knowledge, of pure consciousness. Therefore, Vishuddha Jnana Dehaha. So, Vishuddha Jnana Dehaya Namaha. Salutations unto Bhagavan who wears the crescent moon, but who is essentially of the form of pure knowledge, pure consciousness. Vishuddha Jnana Dehaha. Vishuddham Jnana Dehaha Yasya. So Vishuddha, pure. Jnanam, knowledge or consciousness or awareness. Deha, body. So what does it mean? Here we are not talking about Vishuddham or Jnanam or body. We are talking about the Bhagavan who is of the form of pure knowledge. So Vishuddha Deha, nominative. In fourth case, Vishuddha Jnana Dehaya. So Vishuddha Jnana Dehaya, Somardha Dharine Namaha. Now one more word is there. Trivedi Divya Chakshushe. The third description, an adjective. Trivedi Divya Chakshushe. Trivedi Divya Chakshushe. Chakshush means eye. But here, the one with the eye is called Chakshusha. Chakshush. Chakshush means eye. A Chakshush, again, Shakaranta Shabda. The person with an eye. And not ordinary eyes, divine eyes, effulgent eyes. Divya Chakshush. Divyam Chakshush Yasya. Chakshush, Chakshushi, Chakshushaha comes. Divyam Chakshushi Yasya. Adivye Chakshushi Yasya. Two eyes. Divye Chakshushi Yasya. The one who of divine eyes. And what are his divine eyes here? Trivedi. Trivedi Divya Chakshushe. three Vedas. Already the question came from Tristan, why Atharvaveda is always left out? You'll get an answer. But here mainly, Rigveda Sama, the contents are the same. So here, three Vedas implies four Vedas actually. Three Vedas have become manifest from Bhagavan's Swarupa or knowledge. Three Vedas, actually, you can say Vedas are manifestations of knowledge. Everything is manifestation of knowledge. Of course, Veda also is manifestation of knowledge. And the source of knowledge is, all knowledge is Bhagavan, therefore source of Vedic wisdom also is Bhagavan. Bhagavan in the form of pure knowledge. So pure consciousness, pure knowledge, the very reality is the source of all knowledge. Therefore the source of Vedic knowledge also. Therefore, three Vedas are said to be the vision of the vision of Bhagavan. In fact, Bhagavan is the very I means Bhagavan being very true knowledge. Through these, because of Bhagavan, everything is seen, everything is known. Therefore here, Trivedi Divya Chakshush means Trayaha Vedaha Divye Chakshushi Yasya. Trayaha Vedaha Divye Chakshushi Yasya Saha Trivedi Divya Triveda Divya Chakshush could have been. But Trivedi Divya Chakshush. And Trivedi Divya Chakshushe, fourth case. The one who has three Vedas as the vision of his divine eyes. The one who has three Vedas as the divine vision of his eyes. Or vision of his divine eyes, you can say that. Trivedi Divya Chakshushe. So salutations unto Bhagavan who has three Vedas as the vision of his divine or vision in his divine eyes. Okay. Now finished. Vishuddha Jnana Dehaya Trivedi Divya Chakshushe Somardha Dharine Namaha. So, Om Mantra, this begins with the Omkara. You know why Om. Om as a sound symbol of the Lord, the auspicious utterance. So this verse begins with Omkara. And when we say, salutations unto Bhagavan, who is essentially of the form of pure knowledge, who has three Vedas as the vision in his three eyes, and who wears the crescent moon. This is the meaning. Now, for what purpose? Salutations unto Bhagavan, what purpose? The purpose also is, when the purpose is revealed also, fourth case is used. Shreya Prapti Nimittaya. Shreya Sakaransakalinga Shabdaha. Shreyas means good. And good here means absolute good. Absolute good means what? That which is good for all people of all times, of all places. Is absolute good. Simply Shreyas means what? Shreyas means simply good. But here Shreyas means absolute good. Absolute good means that which is desirable. That which is good for all the people of all places of all times. And what is that which is good for all the people of all times of all places? Of course, jnanam. Why? Knowledge alone can bless anyone with freedom, happiness. Therefore, Shreyas implies the knowledge of the truth, implying moksha. Shreyas actually implies knowledge, which itself is moksha. And praptihi is ikaranta stilinga shabdaha, noun which means attainment. Praptihi, attainment. Shreyaf praptis, shreyasaha praptihi, shreyas praptihi, becomes shreyaf praptihi. Shreyasaha praptihi, attainment of knowledge implying mokshaha. Is Shreya proper? And Nimittaha means the one who is instrumental, the one who is the cause, the one because of whose grace alone attainment of the absolute good in terms of jnanam implying moksha is possible. So Shreyaf Prapti Mittaha means the Lord who is instrumental or who's a source or the cause of attainment of the absolute good in terms of knowledge implying moksha. How to say this much? Okay. Shreyaf Prapti Nimittaha. I mean, one whose grace enables us accomplish the absolute good. That is moksha. So Shreya Prapti Nimittaha. So Shreya Prapti Nimittaya. So salutations unto Bhagavan, who is of the form of pure knowledge or consciousness, who is of the divine eyes having three Vedas as the vision, who is instrumental, who is the source or cause of the attainment of the absolute good in terms of knowledge implying moksha, and who wears crescent moon. Okay, the four words describing Bhagavan here. And the most striking word is Vishuddha Jnana Dehaha. That is the most important word. Even though all the words are important, most important is Vishuddha Jnana Dehaha. So we begin like this. We offer salutations to Bhagavan like this. Now you can't ask whether Bhagavan is male or female, is Shiva or Parvati. Don't question. Bhagavan is the very, who is of the nature of knowledge, who is of the form of, in what form does Bhagavan obtain essentially? Bhagavan obtains in the form of pure knowledge. And being pure knowledge, Bhagavan alone is in the form of the whole cosmos. The whole Jagat is Bhagavan's Rupam, and Bhagavan's Swarupam is imperceptible pure consciousness. Okay. Om Vishuddha Jnana Dehaya Trivedi Divya Chakshushe Shreya Prapti Nimittaya Namas Somardha Dharine. You can say Om Vishuddha Jnana Dehaya Namaha, Om Trivedi Divya Chakshushe Namaha, Om Shreya Prapti Nimittaya Namaha, Om Somardha Dharine Namaha. Again, Namaha to each word. Why? Each word is in fourth case. So it's a lesson for you. Namaha Shabdaha should always go with the dative case only. So all the four words, and each word is a compound describing Bhagavan. Okay, next verse. Sarvametadvijaniyam mantranamabhikilakam sarvametadvijaniyam mantranamabhikilakam sopi kshemamavapnoti sopi kshemamavapnoti satatam japyatat paraha sarvametad vijaniyam mantranamabhikilakam sopi kshemamavapnoti satatam japyatat paraha sarvametad vijaniyam mantranamabhikilakam sopi kshemamavapnoti satatam japyatat paraha. So here, if you look for the word, the first line, there is a verb, vijaniyat. Because of sandhi, vijaniyat has become vijaniyan. Actually, the verb is what? Vijaniyat. Janati, knows. Vijanati, knows. And vijaniyat is a ling, potential mode word. Vijanati knows. Vijaniyat may one know or must one know, should one know. One should know, one must know. As a potential mood is used always to emphasize. Imperative mood, see, if you say let him know, Janatu, let him know. So he can know, he need not know. But he must know when you want to say Janiyat, Gachet, Pathet, Liket, like that Janiyat. And V is a prefix. V Janiyat, one must know. One should know. Okay, what should one know? Yetat sarvam. Sarvam yetad. Sarvam all. Yetad this. Yetad sarvam. This, all this. All this one must understand. One must know. Sarvam yetad. All this one should understand. One must know. One must know what? Abhikilakam. one should understand all this. Abhikilakam. See, abhikilayati means removes or opens. Abhikilakam, that which removes the pin, that which removes the obstacle. Abhikilakam, that which removes the obstacle, obstruction, pin. Abhikilakam. So, etad sarvam abhikilakam vijaniyat. Abhikilakam of what? Of the mantras. Okay, I'll complete the whole thing. Okay. In the next sentence, avapnoti is the verb. Avapnoti. Apnoti. Ava is the prefix. Avapnoti attains. Avapnoti. Attains what? Kshemam. Kshemam avapnoti. Kshemam means happiness, wellness. Kshemam means wellness, welfare, happiness. Kshemam avapnoti. Who attains kshemam? Saha api. Saha kshemam avapnoti. He attains wellness. Wellness means physical wellness or emotional wellness. So emotional wellness means what? Peace and happiness. Emotional wellness implies peace and happiness. Therefore, saha kshemam avapnoti. He attains emotional wellness. In terms of peace and happiness. Api, saha, api is added just to adjust the meter. He attains saha kshemam avapnoti. Saha kshemam avapnoti. He attains wellness. How does he attain wellness? Japyatatparaha. Japyatatparaha. Japyatatparaha means the one for whom reciting the mantras is important. The one for whom reciting these mantras is very important. Therefore, one who is committed to the reciting. Japyatatparaha means the one who recites these mantras having it as his priority. Japyatatparaha. So Japyatatparaha, param means exalted, the priority, the one for whom reciting it is the priority. Reciting this mantra is priority. But Japyatatparaha, who is committed to the recitation of these mantras. So saha Japyatatparaha kshemam avapnoti. When does he recite? Satatam. Satatam always. saha japyatat paraha, satatam japyatat paraha kshepnoti. Saha satatam japyatat paraha kshemam avapnoti. Means he who always is committed to recite these mantras as priority attains emotional wellness. That's the meaning. Saha api kshemam avapnoti. Saha api kshemam avapnoti.
Is it a comfort api, word? Sorry.
One second. Yes?
One word or one word? Japya tatparaha.
No. See, japyam means that which is to be recited. Tat japyam. Japyam means that which has to be recited. It's not one word, it's a compound word actually. Japyam iti japi paraha iti param yasya. Tat japyam iti param yasya. Tat japyam iti param yasya. Tat japitad paraha. Japitad. Okay. Tat japyam tat iti param yasya. Japitad paraha. The one who has that as his priority, that it should be recited. Is it clear?
Yes, ma'am.
The one who calls this, that it should be recited. It has to be recited. So one who is committed to recite is called japyatat paraha. So he who is committed to recite this mantras always attains emotional wellness. Is clear? The second line meaning. So one should understand etat sarvam mantranam abhikilakam, etat sarvam mantranam abhikilakam vijaniyat. Anyone should know. Mantranam abhikilakam etad sarvam. Mantranam abhikilakam etad sarvam vijaniyat. This verse we have to understand. What this shloka says, this one verse says is that we should know. One should know these verses here in this text, in this particular Kelaka Stotram. By knowing, by reciting them with the commitment, one attains kshemam.
Swamiji, what is the etat? It's a relative
etat, pronoun. This etat is after the etad actually implying kilakam. See, the thing is, abhikilakam is in our book. In some places, they put it simply as kilakam only. So, kilakam, abhikilakam mean the same. Kilak means the key that which opens. Kilayati. Mantranam abhikilakam means the key which opens the verses. The key of the verses or key to the verses. Verses of the entire Devi Mahatmya. Mantrana. Mantrana means of the mantras. The key to the mantras of key of the mantras. Key which opens the mantras, unlocks the mantras. One should know this key. See, one should understand all this. One should understand all this. All this means what? All this. This which itself is the key which opens, unlocks, which is key to the mantras. Mantranam abhiki. The key which opens, which unlocks, is a key to what? Which is key to the mantras. All the mantras. Mantras are what? It is not given here. Mantras, within mantras. Mantras of Devi Mahatmya. The entire Devi Mahatmya. So what it implies is, whoever would understand all this, the key to the mantras of Devi Mahatmyam, and whoever is being intent, being ever intent on reciting them, being ever intent on reciting them, definitely attains wellness, moksha. Is it clear? Was it breaking?
Yeah, break down.
I should not break. I don't know why. Actually, well, I'm only first used to the whole thing. Okay, is it clear now? Okay. So what means, whoever would understand all this, the abhikilakam, that which opens, is the key, isn't it? So abhikilakam actually means that which opens or unlocks, meaning key. The key of all the mantras of Devi Mahatmyam, being ever intent on reciting them, definitely attains wellness, kshemam. They adehirar. So, japyatatparaha means the one who is ever intent on reciting, is called japyatatparaha. Is it clear? Ever intent on reciting is japyatatparaha. Not only these verses, one who is ever intent on reciting all the mantras of Devi Mahatmyam, definitely attains wellness, but the key which opens the mantras, the key of the mantras, key to the mantras. Is it clear? Yeah. Sarvame. So one should know. That's the main. Harvame tadvijaniyan mantranam abhikilakam. So shemam avapnoti hatatam japyatat paraha. Next. Siddhyantyucha. Is it clear now? Second verse, two verses are clear. So Siddhyantyuchatanadini Vastu Nisakalanyapi Yete Nastuvatam Devi Stotramatrena Siddhyati. Actually, the second verse. Adhubhagare, please. Don't trouble him. Open the door. Open the door. Okay, so here, the second verse actually tells you that it is important to understand, it's very important to understand this particular, everything given here in order to enjoy the benefits of reciting Devi Mahatmyam. In fact, this Kilakam is not taught to everybody also, because they do not want everybody to know the secret, how to open. So that they won't, because it should not be used, misused by people who do not deserve. So, Siddhyantyuchatanadini Vastu Nisnepi. Yete nastu vatam devi stotra matrena siddhyati. Siddhyantyuchatanadini vastu nisakalanyapi. Yete nastu vatam devi stotra matrena siddhyati. As I promised, I'll do the summary of each. The Kavacham, Kilakam and Argala. My summary will give you a complete idea. Understand. Before I enter into the actual Devi Mahatmyam, Devi Mahatmyam is going to be tapas. Really tapas. Every day reading the verses with the meanings, understanding the hidden mantras. It's a big tapas. It is a worship by itself. It's a puja by itself. You should do it with Saddha. But that's why these classes, because online classes, some people sit in their bed, lying down. They're very sick, unhealthy, old people, so I can understand. Other people should sit in the chair and listen properly, isn't it? Some people, I see some people, they're moving the legs, lying down. There's no Saddha. You can't do that. That's why it is not, even if Papa will come to me also. Siddhyantyuchatanadini vastu nisakalanyapi yete nastuvatam devi stotramatrena siddhyati. So here, siddhyanti, the very verse opens with the verb siddhyanti, siddhyati, siddhyataha, siddhyanti. Siddhyanti also means happen. Siddhyanti happen. What happen? Means becomes accomplished. Uchatana adini. Siddhyanti. Uchatana adini siddhyanti. Uchatana adini siddhyanti. See, there are many siddhis accomplishable. And one of the siddhis is Uchatanam. Uchatanam is one of the siddhis. One of the benefits. The many benefits accomplishable. And one of the benefits is Uchatanam. So Uchatana Adini means many benefits such as Uchatanam. And what is Uchatanam? I'll explain to you all the benefits. Now understand, many benefits such as Uchatanam happen. Many benefits occur. Many benefits happen. Uchatana adini siddhyanti. Uchatana adini siddhyanti means benefits or siddhis such as Uchatanam happen, occur. Sakalani vastuni api siddhyanti. Uchatana adini siddhyanti. Sakalani vastuni api siddhyanti. Sakalani vastu means all objects. All objects happen means what? All their objectives happen. All objects happen means all their objectives become fulfilled. All the objectives become fulfilled. Benefits such as Uchatanam happen. How? Yetena stuvatam. Uchatanadini siddhyanti. Sakalani vastuni siddhyanti. For whom? Stuvatam. Stuvatam. Stuvatam is what? Stuvan. Stuvat shabdha. Takaranta shabdha. Stuvati. Sorry. Stauti means praises. Stauti verb. Praises. Stuvat means the person who is praising is stuvat, stuvan purushaha. And stuvantam, stuvata, like possessive plural is what? Stuvatam. Stuvatam bhaktanam, you understood. Of those people, or for those people who praise. People who praise, or of those people who praise. For those people who praise, all these benefits such as Uchatanam happen. All their objectives also happen. Become fulfilled. How do they praise Devi? Yetena Stotra Matrena Devim Stuvatam. Yetena Stotra Matrena Devim Stuvatam. For those worship Devi with this. Matrena merely. Those who praise Devi merely with this stotram. See, even before even entering into Devi Mahatma, always he said, if you reciting this Devi Mahatma with reverence itself is praising Devi. Praising Devi with this Devi Mahatma, which itself is a stotram, is a praise. Him merely with this hymn praise of praise, which is him, the text with this stotram, for those people who praise Devi with this stotram, all objectives become fulfilled and all benefits such as Uchchatanam happen, become accomplished. That is the meaning. Uchchatana adini sakalani api vastuni yetena stotra matre devim stuvatam siddhyanti. One more siddhyati is there. That is simply added to adjust the meter. Siddhyanti already is given. Uchchatana adini siddhyanti sakalani api vastuni siddhyanti. All this happen. For whom? For those who praise. Stuvatam. How do they praise? They praise whom? They praise whom? Devim stuvatam. For those people who praise Devi with this, merely with this hymn of praise. Stotram is a hymn of praise. Merely with this hymn of praise. You mean that the Devi Mahatmya only said here. Like a Palashruti is given. The first two verses, simple verses. The first verse, important verse, I said, that Markanda Vishuddha Jnana Dehaya is a nice complete verse. Then these verses are just told why we should do this. Yetena stotra matrena devim stuvatam uchchatanadini siddhyanti sakalanyapi vastuni siddhyanti. Okay, next siddhyati you can just leave it. It's only for adjusting the meter.
Swamiji, is it stotra matrena or is it stotra matrena?
No, stotra matrena. See, stotra matrena means, see, stotrena, etena stotrena. With this, stotra means a hymn of, a work of praise, isn't it? It's called stotra. So, etena stotra, stotrena would have been enough. Stotra matrena, merely with this hymn of praise, merely with this hymn of praise, those people who praise Devi, for them, everything happens. Is it clear? Siddhyantyuchatanadini vastu nisakalanyapi yetena stuvatam Devi stotra matrena siddhyati. It is more like a Palashruti. See, before even entering into the actual Devi Mahatmyam, how it's going to be, how you're going to benefit from by reading it. That's what is said here. Means do it with the Shraddha. That is more important. Devi Mahatmyam, don't take it for granted. We must do it with the Shraddha. We must have, first of all, 100% faith in that it works for us.
Is that word uchchatanadini, is that some sort of higher thought, higher purified thought?
Which one?
The example of siddhyant.
Uchchatanam.
Yes.
No, siddhyanti means become accomplished. They happen. It occurs. Yes, all these things will happen. All these things happen.
So that meaning, example.
Uchchatanam. See, yeah. There were so many things.
Is that like Uchchahai, you know?
No. Actually, Uchchatanam is actually removing the adversity.
Right.
Removal of adversity is called Uchchatanam. See, there's so many things can happen. Sometimes, see, those days, I tell you, I didn't want to go details today. If you ask, let me tell you now. actually the kings used to perform Devi Maha, Chandi Homa, recite the mantras. Because when people who are highly adharmis society, and to protect the dharmis from adharmis, how to, and they are very powerful, enemies are very powerful. So how to control them? So then you can make them, you can make them physically lame just by chanting mantras. No, we can remove their powers. We can make them like, make them fall sick, something like that. You can really doing bad to other people. But doing bad means not for, it is, this power of doing bad for others is not misused, okay? It only for adharmis. When the righteous people, the king has to protect the righteous people in society to have control over the wrongdoers, to make them powerless, sometimes the mantras are used. And one of these, removal of adversity is called Uchchatanam. I didn't want to go into details. There are so many things. Actually, in Kilaka Sutram it is given. Oh my God, just you chant here prayer, other person can fall sick. Even the question may come, oh my God, can you pray to Bhagavan to make somebody sick for the bad, for some, see, you can pray for wellness of other person. You can also pray for failing other person. For what? But not, that's why it's not misused. Only a king, those days kings used to do, have priests and they worship, perform pujas, and mainly to make the powerful non-righteous adharmis powerless. Grab their strength. You make a wrongdoer physically sick, how can he do something wrong? Like that, Uchchatanam is removal of adversity. It's called Uchchatanam. The word Uchcha, something high you say, but here it is. We have so many things. In Argala Stotram it is mentioned. What are all the possible? I'll tell you what those things. See, Maranam. Instead, see, simply, one must be highly righteous, ethical, prayerful, and one must have that power by my action, without using any physical, using any weapon. We don't need to use all big weapons. We can just do the chanting and mantras, we can do that. We don't have such powerful people nowadays. In India, those days we had. And people who had the knowledge of doing such mantras, now they never misused it. If they misuse it, then they lose the power. They can't do it. They must do it only appropriately. Suppose if you are given a knife, you must use it carefully, isn't it? It's because you want to cut, you can't go and cut anything. You must use it only for cutting what should be cut. Exactly. Isn't it? Suppose your fire is there. Electricity is there. You must use it appropriately, intelligently, prudently, so you can benefit by it. You can't abuse it or misuse it. Similarly, here also, even worship and prayer were used to make the powerful non-righteous people powerless. Suppose you, without doing anything, going and killing a person, but you can't go and kill him physically directly. But by some mantra japa, it is possible to make the person die. You know that? Maranam, Mohanam. You can just make a person confused, mentally sick. Vashyam, complete, the person loses his control. Vashyam. Stambhanam, just stop him. He can't get up. Sitting in the chair, he can't, the person can't get up. Stambhanam. You're sitting like this. But nowadays you don't worry, okay? Don't get scared. Nowadays you don't have such powerful people. who can do it. And second thing, even people who are able to do, capable of doing, they should not do for anybody. They won't do it. They won't do it. Stambhanam means just the person, suppose you pray, the person sitting there, he can't even move an inch. He'll get stuck. He can't move an inch. He'll be sitting there. Stambhanam. Then Uchchatanam. So all these actually for removal of adversities. Uchchatanam is one of them. Uchchatanam is mainly for one to remain absorbed in the vision of the truth. It's nice, something nice. To remain, to be reveling always in the vision of one's own Swarupa, it's called Uchchatanam. Okay? Maranam, Mohanam, Vashyam, Stambhanam, Uchchatanam. Like this, we have Panchakarmas. So here, all those things happen. Uchchatanadikam Siddhyanti. Kim Kim Siddhyanti, you can say, all these things happen. Is it clear? Uchchatanadikam means Maranam, Mohanam, Vashyam, Stambhanam, Uchchatanam. All this happen. Uchchatanadikam Siddhyanti. Vastuni Sakalani. Sakalani Vastuni Api Siddhyanti. All objects also become accomplished. When anything you want, it happens. All your wishes become fulfilled. That's what it means. For those people who praise Devi merely with this hymn of praise. Yetena stotra matrena means merely with this hymn of praise. Those who worship praise. Stuvatam bhaktanam. Bhaktanam understood. Jananam. For those people who praise Devi merely with this hymn of praise and happen all these benefits. Removal of adversity. All this done for what? Uchchatanam, etc. done for removal of adversity. And actually absolute removal of adversity is what? Having the ajnanam resolved is the absolute removal of adversity. Isn't it? Ajnanam is your own. Ajnananashanam. So reveling in the vision of one's sarupam. See, not only enemies, we can also take it for our own atmajnanam. It can be taken otherwise, simple sense. Otherwise, what it means is, for example, I tell you, if the maranam means killing, slaying. And killing what? Killing implies totally having the unwanted thoughts resolved. Killing anger, killing likes and dislikes. Maranam literally means killing, slaying. What? All unwanted emotions. It is maranam. So maranam happens. If you recite Devi Mahatmyam, which is the hymn of which is a stotram, and what do you get? Maranam happens. Maranam siddhyati. Maranam means removal of unwanted emotions such as anger, likes and dislikes, jealousy, hatred, etc. Maranam. then mohanam literally means deluding. So manan means killing, destroying, but destroying what? Not other people, our own unwanted emotions. Having our own unwanted emotions slain is maranam. Then we have this mohanam. Mohanam means completely seeing only Devi other than only Devi. Seeing only Devi, not seeing anything other than Devi is actually mohanam. Is it not? It's like being mad after Devi. That's called mohanam. Then vashyam. Vashyam means having complete mastery over the mind. Vashikaranam means keeping one's mind quiet. Vashikaranam. It's all important for jnanam. Vashyam is called vashikaranam. Then stambanam, stopping everything from functioning, literally stambanam stands for having mastery over sense organs. Preventing the sense organs, the capacity to prevent the sense organs from wandering is tambanam. The capacity to keep the restless mind quiet is vashyam. Seeing only Devi, not anything else, is mohanam. And having unwanted emotions resolved is maranam, the slaying of emotions. And uchatanam, reveling in one's own sorupa. Reveling in one's own real nature. Enjoying the moksha, enjoyment of moksha. Enjoyment of the benefit of knowledge. Enjoyment of the benefit of knowledge is uchatanam. That is the height of the benefits of knowledge. Okay, so all this happened. Very nice, isn't it? So we are not interested in doing anything wrong to other people. You have to understand two ways. The panchakarmas, okay? Maranam, mohanam, vashyam, stambanam, uchatanam. A king as a kshatriya or the ruler of the country, ruler of the society, the people, the leader of the society, only for the benefit of the society, or the social wellness, and there are any anti-social elements he wants to remove, means, and they can do prayers to make the wrongdoers powerless. That is different. But here, as a spiritual aspirant, how to take these meaning of these five words? Maranam literally means slaying, killing. Maranam means death. Marayati kills. Mriyate dies. Marayati kills. Isn't it? It's a causative. Marayati. What gerund? Maranam, killing, slaying. So slaying of what? If we pray to Devi by chanting, reciting these verses, there happens the resolution of all the unwanted emotions, which is said to be killing or slaying of the emotions such as anger, likes and dislikes, jealousy, hatred, fear, etc. Is one thing. Then Mohanam. Mohanam literally means deluding. But here not deluding. If we say, I see only Devi everywhere, people think you're mad. Isn't it? And being completely given to the pursuit of Devi's vision, that is Mohanam. Then Vashyam, Vashikaranam, means having the capacity to attract and thereby to have control over people or anything. But here Vashyam means having mastery over one's own mind, thereby having the capacity to keep the restless mind still and quiet. That is Vashyam. In Stambanam, and having the capacity to keep one's wandering sense organs, capacity to prevent the sense organs from wandering. Sense control, mastery over sense organs. We said Damaha. Damaha is employed by Stambanam. Shamaha is employed by Vashyam. Commitment to the pursuit of Jnanam, isn't it? That is Mohanam. And Maranam is actually the having them resolved, having the emotions resolved. Then Uchchatanam, reveling in the vision of the Swarupam, one's own self, or enjoying the benefit of the knowledge in terms of freedom. All this happen for a person, for those people who recite merely this hymn of praise of Devi. Devim stuvatam, stotramatrena stuvatam, uchchatanadikam siddhyanti. Is it clear? Uchchatanam adikam as called uchchatanadikam siddhyanti.
If time permits, can I ask you this, please?
Yeah.
Vishuddha jnana, could it mean opposite of shuddha jnana?
No. The shuddha jnanam means pure knowledge.
Yeah, that's fine.
The truth is shuddha jnanam. And V is simply added to say the same meaning. Shuddha jnanam, vishuddha jnanam means the source, the reality, the pure knowledge, the source of all knowledge. Is called vishuddha jnanam.
Yeah, but is it possible to mistake it so many? Vishuddha.
No.
Shuddha against Vishuddha.
No. We actually emphasize the same meaning, not opposite meaning. Then Ashuddham is opposite, not Vishuddha. Visheshena Shuddham Jnanam. Why Vishuddha Jnanam? It is not a manifest all which comes and goes. The pure knowledge which does not arise and which does not come and go is Vishuddha Jnanam. The pure knowledge which does not come and go is pure knowledge.
Vishesh. And the same thing with avapnoti.
Same meaning. Apnoti attains, avapnoti attains. The prefix doesn't change the meaning. Sometimes same meaning is emphasized by the.
Have a happy journey, Swamini.
Yeah, see you soon.
Thank you, Sha.